This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1622. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, mainly the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded June 20th, Antarctica, Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Egypt, Finland, Germany, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, Kiribati, Koreas, Kuwait, Laos, Micronesia, Myanmar, Netherlands, Peru, Romania, South Carolina, Taiwan, USA, Uruguay, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. If you're listening to our first broadcast on WTWW this week, Thursday, June 21st at 21 UT, a special broadcast is coming up immediately afterwards by coincidence, as I mentioned last week, for the British Antarctic Survey, a half hour of greetings from families back home, mostly in the UK. Thursday, June 21st at 21:30 to 22 UT. The frequencies are 5950 and 9850 via the Skelton UK site and the Ascension Relay on 7360. There was some question about the proper date for this, since winter actually started on June 20th by UT this year, but this time and date were confirmed by BBC World Service Audience Relations when inquired by Harry Brooks and by Christian Gibodo. However, Wolfgang Büschel asked someone at the Wolverton site, and he thought it would be on the 22nd, which seems unlikely, but try then if you don't hear it on the 21st. With the imminent demise of Radio Canada International, Radio Netherlands, and a number of other special events, I've decided to put up a calendar so we don't miss any of these historic events in the history of international broadcasting. You can reach it via my website, worldofradio.com. Click on the calendar link close to the top. I've also been circulating it to a number of DX lists and updating it whenever necessary, perhaps even every day. Carlos Gonçalves, who has quite an antenna farm on the coast of Portugal, reports hearing several of the X-band stations in Argentina every day. For example, June 15th, between 22:12 and 22:30 UT, he was hearing AM 1620 from Mar del Plata, Diagonal IME, also from Mar del Plata on 1630, Radio Nueva Bolivia, which is actually in Buenos Aires, on 1640, and presumed Antares IME on 1650. In the BCLnews.it group, Nino Marabello in Italy reports getting an EQSL from Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior for their Italian broadcast on 15345 between 19 and 20 UT, although it took 54 days for them to reply. He filled out the form on their website at www.radionacional.com.ar/contacto.html. Via DSWC IDX window, Bruce Churchill in California used a remote receiver in Germany to hear Radio Fides, La Paz, Bolivia, June 7th until sign-off at 0158 on 6154.93. But Ron Howard picked it up direct on his receiver in Asilo Mar State Beach, California, June 19th until 0200 on 6154.90, playing their national anthem apparently at 0155. Last week we mentioned another Bolivian, much easier to hear directly in North America, Radio Santa Cruz on 6134.8-9 variable. However, it seems it's about to get some interference on what had been a rather clear frequency much of the time in the Radio Escudas group. Edson Bocorni in Rio Grande do Sul says that after several months, the Brazilian on 6135 has reactivated Radio Aparecida. It's not clear what their hours are, but that's going to cause quite a bit of interference for Bolivia, not only here, but in South America. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden has picked up again what is a long-running mystery on 6075.725. June 15th from 2258 until 2336. It's quite weak, but it is in Portuguese, therefore probably from Brazil. Also heard on exactly that frequency, June 17th at 0130 to 0140 by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. The trouble is there are known Brazilian stations on each side, 6070 and 6080. It seems unlikely there would be one there deliberately. It might be a spurious emission. Some of the recordings reveal the word Cultura as part of the name of the station, but so far no luck in matching that with any known Radio Culturas on 49 meters. Time is running out to listen to Radio Canada International on shortwave, with the last transmission scheduled for Sunday, June 24th until 2330 UT in Spanish and Portuguese. I heard the penultimate Maple Leaf mailbag, the hour-long show on Sundays, June 17th, which means a must-hear is the very final RCI mailbag program, unless they get a reprieve, June 24th. That's the English hour, transmitted on three Sackville frequencies toward Africa, but which are well audible in North America unless you're too close to Sackville and they're skipping over you. 20 to 21 on 15330, 15235, and 17735. There's been a lot of press about closing down RCI, but apparently to no avail. KimAndrewElliott.com points out that according to the RCI Action Committee Facebook page, there was a rally for noon on June 20th in front of CBC Montreal, solidarity with the employees of Radio Canada International. Who is to blame for the RCI situation? Some comments from Sheldon Harvey in Montreal. The only thing I'm blaming the Conservative government for is caving in to the demands of the CBC. I've always and now more firmly than ever believed that the CBC is the bad guy in all decisions, particularly these most recent ones that have pushed RCI to the brink of extinction. I think it'll only be a short matter of time before CBC will be ready to lower the axe once and for all on RCI. I have this vision of specific government departments involved momentarily putting their heads together, looking at the CBC's request for change and rubber stamping it before the summer break hits. Besides, what harm could it do, and who will really notice anyway? Well, some astute people did notice, and we do understand the implications. Unfortunately, those who've made the change under pressure from CBC probably never took the time to totally analyze what the implications could be. Supporters of RCI from within and from outside have fought the good fight with more stamina than anyone would have ever dreamed possible. CBC themselves learned that as various lobby groups over the years since 1991 have succeeded in keeping RCI alive. Our numbers have dwindled and there seems to be a level of resignation and lack of will to continue the fight. I said a long time ago that this was CBC's plan from the beginning. RCI was a thorn in the side of CBC, and they would continue to weasel their way around managing the service for the government with the ultimate goal of shutting it down. First, by making it so irrelevant and so much of a shadow of its former self that many people would lose their desire to fight and probably say, well, we aren't really losing anything of any great value. The conversion to a web-based RCI will probably very quickly lead to the ultimate disappearance as it sinks to the bottom of the internet pool with few around to throw it a life preserver. It's sad, very sad, particularly from a country where radio broadcasting began, says Sheldon Harvey. But that's not all. CBC is also cutting off many of its listeners and viewers inside Canada. Via Dan Say and Mike Cooper, a story from the Northern Journal by Chris Talbot. Citing federal budget cuts, CBC and Radio Canada will switch off 620 analog transmitters it owns across Canada on July 31st, all but eliminating free over-the-air television signals in Canada. It only plans to keep transmitters operating in major urban centers. Of the 13 transmitters in the Northwest Territories, only Yellowknife's will remain operational. 43 are being shut down in Alberta, leaving only Calgary and Edmonton. The shutdowns will have a huge impact on the North. If, nevertheless, you like to listen to CBC Radio 1 online if necessary, their summer season begins June 22nd. says Dan Say via Mike Cooper. The schedule with details of some of the new programs is at www.cbc.ca/radiosummerslant. We wish you lots of luck in picking up an intelligible signal from Radio Cairo if you'd like to hear direct from the source about the events there. And even if you could, would they be objective? DX Mix News Bulgaria furthermore says that some frequency changes are possible in the near future, including for some of the English broadcasts. At 21:15 to 22:45, 6270 might be changed to 11890 or 12050. And the English at 2300 to midnight 30, also on 6270, could be changed to 9965 or 11510. And the 0200 to 0330 English to North America on 9315 could change to 9720. Another special broadcast on my calendar is Midsummer Radio from Scandinavian Weekend Radio in Finland. Even though it's actually 2 days after the solstice, it must be on a weekend, it seems, starting Friday, June 22nd at 21 UT for 24 hours. Alan Pennington points out that according to their website, they're still not using their 11 megahertz transmitter, so it'll only be on 6170 alternating with 5980. Check www.swradio.net/schedule.htm. Via Harald Kuhl in the British DX Club, news from Radio 6150 in Germany, we have a new frequency. We're moving to 6070, which we can use 24/7, a frequency completely free in Germany. And from July 1st, when Vatican ceases using 6075, free from disturbances from adjacent channels. Apparently, they're going to retain the old name, 6150, even though they're on 6070. Maybe it wasn't such a good idea to name the station for its frequency. But that's bad news for CFRX in Toronto, which might suffer interference if it's really run all night. Ron Howard in California reports well above normal reception from RRI Wamena, Indonesia, 40 hertz below 4870, June 17th at 1144 to 1231. He says at 1226 they continue to play the patriotic song Garuda Pancasila instead of the usual Bajimu Nigeri, and will probably do so through the end of June. At this time, it's parallel to other Indonesians, Palangkaraya on 3325 and Jakarta on 9680. You may recall that since January, there's been a replica of Italian time signal station IBF on 5,000 kHz, and now another one has showed up on 10,000, or actually 5 hertz below that frequency, says Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. This was reported by a number of European listeners, including Patrick Robich in Austria on the ADX group, who says they announce the time every minute in Italian, and there's music in between, and the transmission is in upper sideband. In Hardcore DX, Karel Hunzik in Czechia says he heard it for the first time Sunday, June 17th at 0720. Each minute filled with instrumental music, different compositions, sometimes even a national anthem of Italy. Fabrizio Magroni in Italy says the ID mentions Ital Cable, which was the old point-to-point organization, which used to have voice markers on shortwave, we remember. More information is at www.italcable.it, and they give a grid locator for it as JN53DV, which corresponds to Tuscany, somewhere near Viareggio, not far from the Tyrrhenian coast. Fabrizio Magroni says it's unclear if it's a legitimate experimental operation or a pirate, and if the location is correct or a fake. It could be a well-organized pirate mocking the 5 megahertz operation. Semi-complete is World of Radio 1622. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Larry and Jane Will in honor of Michael Ketter, who sent it via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also send a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. After missing for a fortnight, the English broadcast of Radio Japan via Canada suddenly came back on June 14th at 05 to 5:30 on 6110, says Steve Luce in Texas. However, we're about to lose it again forever as Sackville closes down after June 24th. In Real DX, Brian Clark in New Zealand says he has verified Radio Kiribati on 1440 AM, a new transmitter which is often heard in northern New Zealand. He got a response by email and replies from other people at the station. They're currently using a 9 kilowatt transmitter. They won't run it at full capacity to avoid overheating. Ron Howard in California says Shokaze or Sea Breeze from Japan to North Korea, currently on 6135 for the 1330 to 1430 broadcast, continues with English on Fridays only, as heard June 15th. He laments that it's causing interference for Laos on 6130 while they are in English from 1400 to 1430. Ron Howard also reports that one of the clandestines from South to North Korea, MND Radio, as in Ministry of National Defense, has apparently moved from 6135 to 5900 for their earlier transmission ending at 1231 UT on June 19th, although it lasted longer until 1238 on the 20th, and some jamming beginning to show. Parallel frequency is the heavily jammed 6230. On June 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, I found that Radio Kuwait's English service on 15540 was in Arabic instead, usually Quran. That's between 18 and 21 UT. However, they would switch back to English for the 3 minutes of news headlines at 2050. Very strange situation. On June 20th, however, most of it was back in English continuously. Ron Howard continues to hear the English half hour from Lao National Radio Vientiane on 6130 at 14 to 1430, except they did not do it on Sunday, June 17th. Another item from Ron Howard in California, PMA, the cross radio presumed from Micronesia on 4755.48. June 15th, running later than normal, still heard at 1319 UT. Someone forgot to turn off the transmitter with Christian songs, but there was radio teletype interference. About Myanmar, Ron Howard says it seems they're working on their transmitters. Random checking from 1210 to 1345 June 20th found 5985.0 on the exact frequency instead of normally 5985. And on June 18th, another frequency was right on for a change, 7200.0 at 1206 UT. It had been about 1/10 of a kilohertz high for a long time, and furthermore, no spurs were coming out of it that he could hear, but it was off the air on June 20th. A very important item on our calendar is what Radio Netherlands is calling Last Show. Special broadcasts have been revived for one night only, English to North America via Bonaire on 6165. It's Thursday evening, June 28th, but June 29th by UT. The times are 0200, 0300, and 0500, aimed to slightly different parts of North America. And the final one at 05 will also be on Bonaire 12015 for New Zealand and Southeast Australia. They'll continue repeating it on their normal English schedule at 1400 and 1800, among other times, and at an additional frequency for Europe from 19 to 21, 6065 via Germany. However, note this time, Radio Netherlands Worldwide in English will cease transmissions on 29 June at 2057 UT. The other frequencies on the air until 2057 are 7425 via Madagascar, 11615 via France, and 15495 via Vatican, the latter offering the best chance to be heard in North America for the final turnoff of Radio Netherlands. They're also putting on special farewell broadcasts in Indonesian and Spanish, details in our calendar that I mentioned earlier. I hope it's just a horrible coincidence, but it so happens that PCJ Radio, Keith Perron's station in Taiwan, plans its own farewell broadcast for Radio Netherlands, interviewing many of their former personalities, to be broadcast at exactly the same time as RNW's own farewell, UT June 29th from 02 to 04 via WRMI 9955. What about the fate of the Bonaire and Madagascar relays? In the ODXA group, Andy Sennett, who is no longer with Radio Netherlands, says this: RNW is still hoping to sell the Madagascar facility as a going concern. They recently installed two transmitters, formerly used in Sweden, so it has at least another decade of life in its current configuration. It may be later in the year before we know anything. The bulk of transmissions in the past few years have been of other broadcasters. There are only a few stations that can provide such strong single-hop signals into the whole of Africa, so I would be surprised if nobody is interested. Africa is one of the regions of the world where shortwave is still of significant importance. Bonaire is more of a problem, as the TDF facility in French Guiana has taken a lot of business from Bonaire, and North America is no longer an important target for shortwave broadcasters. That cuts down the number of organizations that might have been interested. When I left RNW at the end of April, I had not heard of anyone wishing to purchase that facility. RNW had already planned to close Bonaire at the end of October this year, before the massive government budget cut, and the staff there were given nearly 2 years of notice. Bob Bruckner in Florida tells us that Radio Manantial in Huancayo, Peru, has been heard for the first time in several months on 4986.34, midnight 40 UT, June 20th. Thomas Fuchner in Germany says there will be two alternative special transmissions of Radio City via IRRS via Romania. Friday, June 22nd at 18 to 19 UT on 7290, and Saturday the 23rd at 9 to 10 on 9510. Ivo Ivanov of DX Remix News Bulgaria says that the Overcomer Ministry, which had been broadcasting via Armenia, is still being heard on the same frequency since June 1st, but now via some other secret hidden transmitter site. What could it be? Schedule is 04 to 07 on 15750, 16 to 18 on 15425, and 19 to 22 on 9400. The 6 to 7 and 16 to 17 portions are on Saturdays only. Ron Howard reports Sound of Hope, spelling out their website in English, which amounts to an ID instead of Firedrake jamming, at exactly 1212 UT, June 15th on 14950, and June 19th on 11300. George McClintock tells us that as of June 21st, the frequency change times for WTWW number 1 are shifted by 1 hour as follows: from 12 to 01 UT on 9479, and from 01 to 12 on 5755. Big change in the Cuban radio scene in Miami. Stories from the Miami Herald via Kevin Redding, Brock Whaley, and Artie Bigley amount to this: WQBA 1140, now under the same ownership as Radio Mambi 710, also known as Wacky, WAQI, are changing their programming. The personalities remaining on WQBA, some of them are going to Radio Mambi, and WQBA is going to basically be an outlet of the new national Univision radio network. Since WNBC gave up its original channel when it went digital, that opened up Channel 4 for New Jersey, and now that has been occupied by WACP in Atlantic City, although they're aiming for the Philadelphia market, according to numerous reports in the WTFDA group. Doug Smith says the same owners have requested call letters for another new station on low band, WMDE Channel 5 in Seaford, Delaware. Congratulations to our longtime World of Radio affiliate, Radio Free Moscow, Idaho, KRFP 92.5, Weber heard at 6 a.m. local time on Sundays, because it's been DX'd in faraway Vermont by Double Hop Sporadic E, despite its low power. It was picked up by Jim Knight, reporting to the WTFDA, and KRFP helped him identify what he had recorded. It came in only briefly. The distance, 2,113 miles, the evening of June 7th. Jerry Marcatos tells us that the excellent program Free Speech Radio News is much in need of financial support. Check fsrn.org. Suddenly we have two active but very low-power shortwave stations in Uruguay. Rodolfo Tizzi reports La Voz de Artigas, back on the air on 6075, heard June 19th, mostly in the daytime. It's slightly on the high side of the frequency and also reported by a number of Argentine listeners. And here's the big news. Remember earlier when I was talking about Brazil, there was an ID on 6075 in Portuguese. And now Rodolfo Tizzi says, at 1720 UT on June 20th, he was listening to what he knows is La Voz de Artigas, and they had a religious program in Portuguese, which isn't really that strange since they're right on the Brazilian border. The other Uruguayan is Radio Sarandi, which he heard 50 hertz below 6045 in parallel with medium wave 690, not only in the daytime but at 0322 UT. And this one is using lower sideband, not AM, and not upper sideband. Horacio Negro explains they substituted an SSB transmitter for an AM version some years ago. Furthermore, thanks to this tip in DX Listening Digest, Brian Clark in New Zealand pulled in Uruguay on 6045 LSB around 0800 UT. The signal was very scratchy, audible from about 6043.2 up to 6045.5 with faulty modulation. But it was best 20 hertz below 6045. He heard a couple of IDs at 0900. Horacio Negro says the power is only 300 watts and it's running 24 hours. As we mentioned last week, Vatican Radio is closing down many of its broadcasts as of July 1st. However, they will remain on the Bonaire relay for as long as it lasts, including the Portuguese broadcast at midnight 30 on 15470, says Jorge Freitas, according to their website, and also French at 0230 on 9610, says Jean-Michel Aubier in France. But presumably the English, which follows at 0250, will no longer be heard, as that has been via Sackville. Here's a strange ID requiring further checking. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports June 17th from midnight 5 past 0120. Mexican-sounding music in Spanish on 14950.68, carrier plus upper sideband. It was very weak and fading in and out, and also heard by several other listeners in the NASPA group. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued June 18th. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 July 1st through 3rd, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux rising from 110 June 24th to a peak of 145 July 11th and 12th. And that's World of Radio number 1622. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.